first order of business is the approval of the agenda. Mr. Whitehouse, I think we have a few changes this evening. You want to review that with us, please?
There are two revisions, if I could please. The first is that the public hearing for subdivision 2021-05 Turnberry, formerly known as Unity Branch, staff have received an update from the applicant that the plan that was submitted is to be revised, and the revision is such that it would require re-noticing of the application. So after discussion with the application, we request that it's withdrawn from the agenda and staff will re-notice it for a future date.
So that's Turnberry.
And then the second is conditional use number 2263 Southern Comfort, Delaware. We've been notified by the applicant's attorney that the applicant is unable to appear tonight and has requested that it appear at a future meeting. And again, that would be re-noticed by staff.
I make a motion to approve the revised agenda.
Second.
We've moved and seconded to approve the agenda as revised. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Okay, our next item is the approval of the minutes of the July 22nd, 2021 meeting.
Unless anyone had any changes, Mr. Chairman, they would be as circulated.
Okay. Make a motion to approve the minutes as circulated.
I second.
Moved and seconded to approve the minutes of the July 22nd, 2021 meeting as circulated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Okay, our next item is other business. Our first item of other business is Plantation Square, site plan number 18-54. This is the final site plan.
This is a final site plan for two proposed two-story commercial business buildings totaling 49,450 square feet, 253 parking spaces, and other site improvements on a 6.058 more or less acre parcel located on the southwest side of Plantations Road within the Hennepin TID. Staff notes there are currently 22 parking spaces that are located within the front setback, and the applicant is seeking relief from that requirement. Staff also notes that interconnectivity is shown with the parcel located directly to the south, currently zoned AR1. The preliminary site plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code. Tax parcel is District 334, Map 12, Parcel 57.01. The zoning is B1 Neighborhood Business, and staff are in receipt of all agency approvals.
Okay. On this one, you know I'm very much, one, I'm very excited about the interconnectivity, but two, I'm really usually not for allowing things in the front setback, but when I look at this plan, They've dedicated a lot of space to the roads. That's my biggest worry, that, you know, we've let other people build up to the road, and so when we need to expand or make any changes to the road, there's no. So does anybody have any other?
No, I would agree with you. I think the issue that we're trying to address to keep people out of the setback, we don't really have here. I don't think they've committed a fair amount of land there, and the encroachment isn't as much as we've seen others in the past. This I'm not bothered by that.
I'm good with it.
Okay.
Then I will make a motion to approve the final site plan for Plantation Square, subdivision 18-54.
I second.
Moved and seconded to approve the Plantation Square site plan 18-54 as a final. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. The next item is Riverside Apartments, formerly known as Riverside Plaza, final site plan.
This is a final site plan for the establishment of 5 24-unit three-story apartment buildings, 1 22-unit three-story apartment building, 4 parking garages, a 2,500 square foot pool house, pool, parking, and other site improvements. The property is located on the southeast side of John J. Williams Highway, Route 24, and Oak Orchard Road, Route 5. The preliminary site plan was approved by the Planning and Zoning Commission at their meeting of Thursday, September 8, 2016. This plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code. The tax parcel is District 234, Map 29, Parcel 69.01. Zoning is B1 Neighborhood Business, and staff are in receipt of all agency approvals.
And my apologies, Mr. Chairman, that in your paperless packets, there was not a copy of the landscape plan. So staff have seen this. It's not included in the set, but this is what staff have seen for review. So.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm good.
I'll make a motion to approve the final site plan for Riverside Apartments, formerly known as Riverside Plaza.
A second.
Been moved and seconded to approve the site plan for Riverside Apartments, formerly known as Riverside Plaza, as a final. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried, thank you. Our next item is Eastern Shore Natural Gas preliminary site plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for Eastern Shore Natural Gas for the creation of a proposed meter and regulator station and other site improvements to be located on the west side of Beaver Dam Road, Sussex County Route 285, and an existing natural gas site. The preliminary site plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code, the tax parcels District 234, MAP 16, Parcel 12. The zoning is GR, General Residential, and staff are awaiting agency approvals.
Make a motion to approve the preliminary site plan for Eastern Shore Natural Gas.
A second.
Moved and seconded to approve the Eastern Shore Natural Gas site plan as a preliminary. All those in favor, say aye.
Do you want to do final by staff?
Oh, yeah.
Final by staff, yes, that would be great.
With final?
Thank you.
Second?
Final
by the staff, subject to receipt of all other approvals. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried, thank you. Our next item is American Way Warehouse, American Cedar and Millwork, revised preliminary site plan.
This is a revised preliminary site plan for the establishment of a 9,900 square feet, one-story showroom storage building to an existing site. The property is located on the southwest side of Coastal Highway Route 1 off American Way. This plan was last viewed by the Planning and Zoning Commission at their meeting of Thursday, July 8, 2021, where the commission requested interconnectivity to be shown or explained why it cannot be. The requested information has been provided in your packets. This plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code, the tax parcels District 334, MAP 6, parcels 487, 488, and 489, the zoning C1 general commercial, and staff are awaiting agency approvals.
On this one, I actually want to apologize to American Cedar and Millwork, because after I made this fuss about interconnectivity, I went out and looked at the site more closely and realized what they're doing is already fenced in. So they would have had to, it's where they have all their stuff.
Okay.
And their letter made sense to me. So make a motion to approve the revised preliminary site plan for American Way Warehouse.
A second.
Moved and seconded to approve the American Way Warehouse, American Cedar and Millwork as a preliminary. And
final
with final to be by the staff, subject to receipt of all other approvals. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is Sodell Concepts Office, Rehoboth, revised preliminary site plan.
This is a revised preliminary site plan for the establishment of a two-story, 2,826 square foot office building, parking, and other site improvements. The property is located on the southwest corner of Coastal Highway Route 1 and Ann Avenue. The applicant is requesting a reduction in the parking requirements from 24 spaces to 12 spaces. They are also requesting to allow for all 12 spaces to be located within the front yard setback. The plan otherwise complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code. The revised preliminary site plan was last viewed by the Planning and Zoning Commission at their meeting of Thursday, July 22nd, 2021, where the commission requested more detail on what the office will be used for and the elevations of the proposed building. This requested information has been provided. Tax parcels, District 334, MAP 20.13, Parcel 27. The zoning is C1 General Commercial, and staff are awaiting agency approvals.
I mean, they're putting a giant building on a small spot. They have moved it to make the parking better, and they're not allowed to go out on Route 1. That's fine. Which, I guess truthfully, if they wanted to stack cars up three deep in there, they could, which is what everybody else does on that street. So, what are your thoughts, Mr. Wheatley?
A 50% reduction in parking is not a good precedent. It's just not a good precedent. That's my concern, is that it's a normally, when we see parking reduction, we're talking about larger spaces where the reduction is maybe 10 or 20%. This is just, you know, this is way before everybody's time. where was a gentleman that served on our commission by the name of Jim Phillips. Anybody in the room remember Jim Phillips? Probably not. Mr. Phillips was fond of saying, this is 10 pounds of potatoes in a 5-pound bag. And it's interesting how the math works out. 24 and 12. That's my concern. I'm only one person.
I have the same concerns that, I mean, they've got a lot of space for meeting rooms in here. Based on, if you look at their layout inside, they've got space for 26 people to be in there at a time.
Cause the need for the parking. I agree.
So.
Do you have any suggestions, Mr. Robinson?
I'm taking a pass on this one. Or this one, I recused myself last
time. Right?
This one and the next one, actually, both.
So we're counselless. Just as a reminder to the public, this portion of our meeting is not a public hearing, and we cannot take public testimony during it. So I appreciate that you might have something to say, but. Unfortunately, we cannot hear it because this is not a public hearing. It's just simply a public meeting where you do get to watch us make the sauce. So here we are.
Mr. Whitehouse, do you have any suggestions on this?
I can make one other suggestion to you. We have the minimum number of commissioners this evening where we can even have a meeting.
Right.
Okay, there's only three of us. If you want to defer action and wait until we have a full commission, because that would be an acceptable alternative for me. Because in order for the applicant to be successful this evening, or not, you have to have all three votes.
Right. Well, part of this is the company that's doing this. Yes, has done. They do a lot in the community. They are very involved. But if they sell the building, then we've got a giant building
that's,
with little
that's
space.
That's so. The very difficult part of this. There isn't anyone who doesn't respect what the applicant has done and does in the community and all that. The thing is, this runs with the land. To be sold tomorrow, maybe not likely, but theoretically could be. And at any time in the future when it is, this runs with the land, and
right.
You just don't know what the next person's going to do.
And as you said, it sets a precedence for us for future applications.
Yeah, that's true. So,
should we defer? I think Mr. Mears would have a different. I'm sure, Mr. Hopkins would.
I'm not sure how Mr. Mears would feel about this one.
Well, we really can't speculate on that,
and that's why
I made the suggestion was that if you want to defer until we have a full commission or a fuller commission, that would be an alternative.
I think
I would like to give Mr. Hopkins a chance to speak on this as well as Mr. Mears.
All right then.
So I make a motion to defer.
I second.
So moving second to defer action on Sodell Concepts Office Rehoboth Revised Preliminary Site Plan. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is Clean Bay Receivables. Determination as to whether it is substantially underway.
This is determined whether conditional use number 2113 filed by Clean Bay Renewables LLC has met the criteria for substantially underway. Conditional use number 2113 was approved by the Sussex County Council at their meeting of Tuesday, July 31st, 2018, and adopted through ordinance number 2589. A preliminary site plan was then submitted and approved by the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission at their meeting of Thursday, July 8th, 2021. After a staff review of this site and the appropriate documents being provided, the Sussex County Planning and Zoning staff sent a letter on August 9th, 2021 stating that the conditional use had lapsed. The applicant has since provided documentation for the reconsideration of staff's findings. The documentation has been provided in the paperless packet. Tax parcel District 133, Map 6, Parcel 123, Zoning AR1, Agricultural Residential.
Okay.
This one we have to... They're saying that these pictures, that are basically the same pictures that the staff took, show that it's substantially underway.
Correct. Although the dates are different dates. And there is an accompanying chronology. So.
This one I'm not going to participate in, but one of the things I realized that this wasn't originally called Clean Bay Renewables when it came through, right? The original approval was in another name.
I can look that up. It was conditional use 2113, but I can look that up very quickly. So.
Just so there's no confusion on which one we're talking about.
Right. Well, I'm inclined to give the applicant the benefit of the doubt based on what's in the letter. I mean, we have rather broadly interpreted substantially underway over the years, and I don't really see any reason to deviate at this point. I mean, I get what they're saying, but and at least this puts them on notice that they better start doing something. Mm-hmm. So,
right. And they just got their site plan approved, correct?
Yeah. So I mean, it's and nature of the type of project it is, those approvals for these types of things, because they're new and they're different, they kind of take longer anyway. So. I'm inclined to.
I actually felt the same way. Yeah. All right, then I'm.
The motion would be that the commission determines that the project is substantially underway.
Okay. I make a motion to determine that the project is substantially underway for Clean Bay Renewables, conditional use 2113.
A second.
It's been moved and seconded that the commission determines that the project for Clean Bay Renewables LLC, conditional use number 2113, is substantially underway. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Okay, our next item is lands of Kenneth and Donna Bender, minor subdivision off a 50-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision plan for lands of Kenneth and Donna Bender for the establishment of two proposed lots off of a 50-foot ingress-egress access easement. The parcel is located on the southwest side of Memory Road, Sussex County Route 613. This proposal is not located within the Henlopen TID. The minor subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning and Subdivision Code. Tax parcels, District 430, Map 3, parcels 22.01 and 23. The zoning district is AR1 agricultural residential, and staff are awaiting agency approvals.
Now this says they have an existing roadway that it's off of, correct? Because our only request is usually if they're putting in a private road that they have some kind of agreement as to who's taking care of the road.
So they've named it
the Gooder
Lane. Gooder
Lane,
correct.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
So I would make a motion for approval of the minor subdivision off a 50-foot easement for the lands of Kenneth and Donna Bender with the request that the staff ask for them to...
Shared use agreement.
Shared use agreement.
A second.
Moving seconded to approve the minor subdivision off of 50-foot easement for lands of Kenneth and Donna Bender with the conditions stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you.